Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm the creator of this mayhem for the last almost 21 years. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's been with us for 14 of those, and we couldn't do without him. SmartHustle.com, RamonRay.com. I encourage you to find out whatever Ramon's up to. You'll be smarter when you do. Ramon, I love having you on the show because you travel around a lot, and you talk to a lot of thought leaders, you go to a lot of important conferences that we can benefit from. And one of those that you went to recently was a Salesforce Dreamforce event. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So listen, as many people listening know, having sales software is important for business. Software that helps you know who you sold to, who's going to be selling, and if you can power that with AI and on and on and on and on. Salesforce is one of the biggest companies that do that, and they have an annual event called Dreamforce with 170,000 people cramming San Francisco, California.
Wow.
So the bottom line of this event was, Jim, it was interesting to see Salesforce has an ecosystem of thousands of partners, many who are small businesses, who help install and set up the Salesforce software.
Right.
And so there, Jim,
so
I interviewed customers
people,
who were doing in the retail.
These are people like the developers of Windows software.
Yes.
For the last 30 years, people got rich taking the Windows platform off the shelf and making it their own and selling it and customize it for people. What you're saying is the same kind of situation is going on, you taking the Salesforce software off the shelf and customizing it for people.
Jim, absolutely. You said it better than I could. And as an example of that, you're a small mechanic in Cleveland, Ohio, and you have your franchise selling cars and car repair. Salesforce is great software, but you may need to customize it. You may want to do special ordering for your Tesla or whatever it is. That's what these consultants do. So that is kind of the essence of who is there. It's interesting, Jim, to see because Salesforce is a whole division focused on small business. I mean, they're really, really focused on small business. And it was interesting to see the breadth of small business customers that were there. And then, as you said, this ecosystem of contractors who are small businesses. These guys are in the heartland of America helping small businesses sell better. So the conference was just, I found it was just the breadth of people there, 170,000 people. I've never seen an event like that before by a technology company.
Well, what do you think that's a fascinating event, I'm sure. I'm glad you got to go there. I'm glad you went instead of me so you can come back and bring me the report. So tell us what you think their small business focus is. What is it about the Salesforce small business focus that you thought was noteworthy?
I think it's a big thing, Jim. Salesforce, traditionally, people have thought it's been expensive, cumbersome, and hard to do.
Right.
This is for the big companies, you know, who buy it, the billion-dollar companies. There's a software product they have called, and this is not a sales for them, SMB Essentials, that they're targeting to work out of the box. So if you're the owner of a baking company, a mattress company, you can hit a few buttons and get up and running because it's a given, Jim. You have to have sales software, whichever competitor you use. So I think that was a big thing. I mean, point two, just observing the Salesforce team up and close. We talked, Jim, in the last segment about loving small businesses. These guys love small businesses. They had coffee makers come in. They had guys who do photo shots come in, headshots, meaning. So they're showcasing. We're a big company,
right,
but we love to support and promote smaller businesses, and that's what I always look for. Do you talk? Do you walk your talk?
Yeah, and that's important. And you know, also, when you talk to small businesses, and maybe I have a keener antenna. My antenna is a little bit more refined than the average person is.
Sure.
I'm sure yours is too. But you can tell when they're blowing smoke and when they're just trying to manipulate you and when they actually care about you. And that's where the big companies have got to get to. And I'm concerned the more AI they have, that the harder it is for them to believe that they still need to deal with human beings and not manipulate the data. What do you think?
You're exactly right, and I think what there's two sides to that. I think that for the companies who want to use AI, whether it's Salesforce or the small business, as Jim just said, don't get caught up in thinking ever the technology can replace good customer service. On the other hand, do know that AI and other advances in technology can indeed help you get information faster to make a better decision of how to serve the customer. That's kind of how I see it.
Well, there's no question about it. And here's what I'd remind, if I could tell them anything, I'd say, remember, with all the technology you're developing, it's still going to be sold to a human, an analog human being. Don't forget that. Hey, Ramon, good job today. As always, come back soon. Thank you, Ramon, for being here. By the way, RamonRay.com is the website. SmartHustle.com, that's his other website. Check those out. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.